Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
So before we get started talking about that amazing game Saturday night, I saw you tagged in Facebook yesterday from Charles Sagona with a picture of Good Eats Kitchen sirloin.
Shout out.
And he said that he really appreciates you letting him know, as busy as I am, this is a huge time saver. I will definitely be back every week. That's awesome.
Boom.
So thank you for that, Charles.
Either the 3-day or the 5-day meal plan. You can pick it up in store or get it delivered. Michelle, I get it delivered every Wednesday at work. Mm-hmm. So like,
As
soon as they walk into work and hand me my bags, my food for the week is done. It is that easy, and it's chef prepared. I had the sirloin today for lunch.
So my gosh, yeah, so
fired up.
Good. And they are open today on Labor Day too, so you can stop into their retail locations. And I have a neighbor who goes for their vegan options. If you're a vegan, it's not as easy as 1-2-3 to go pop in and get something like that. But at Good Eats, you can do that. One of their 3 retail locations here in Baton Rouge, or one in Lafayette, and online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Vegan, keto, all that stuff. And it's all color coordinated, so you can see. It's easy to understand.
It is. Hopefully, Charles mentioned us, because when you do, you get 20% off.
Say that bling, bling, ting, ting. Michelle, after Saturday night, especially at halftime, I needed a cigarette. Oh my God, how good was that?
It was so nice to see something different.
God.
It was great.
We have talked so much this offseason about LSU's offense. And I've said over and over again, when people ask, are they really going to change the offense? I've said, it's going to look different. Like, I've seen it. They're going to go out of the shotgun. They're going to do tempo. They're going to throw. Like, I don't know if it'll work, but it's going to look different. Well, guess what? Saturday night,
it worked.
It worked. Joe Burrow today, SEC Offensive Player of the Week. Makes sense. 5 passing touchdowns and a half and almost 300 yards passing. That'll do, friend. Thank you. 5 different running backs carried the ball. 14 different players caught a pass. 6 different wide receivers caught a pass. We focused so much as well, Michelle, on the 55 because the offense was just like, blow your brain, like amazing how efficient they were offensively. But the defense gave up 3 points and allowed just 98 yards to a team that started an offensive line with an average of 4 years starting experience and a veteran quarterback, a team that won 10 games a year ago. Now look, the challenge this week going to Texas is very different. Sam Ellinger, their quarterback, 3-year starter. Last year, 27 touchdowns, just 5 interceptions, threw for 3,300 yards. Big kid, 6'3", 230. He can run it as well. Kind of Tebow-esque in that respect, where it's like 3rd and 3 and you just know he's going to get 4 yards. Like, it's that kind of kid. Big, big-time challenge. College game day will be at Austin this week for LSU in Texas, but the bottom line is LSU, early 4.5-point favorite. The offense showed up. It gave everyone this confidence, like, okay, this is going to work. It's going to be different. It's going to complement the defense, finally. There is nothing bad to say coming out of Saturday. Maybe clean up a few of the penalties, but overall, you cannot have asked for a better season-opening win on Saturday with LSU. I'm going to get another cigarette.